everybody. This is the Stephen D. Podcast. Oh, wow. I did not expect it to stutter like that. Anyway, this Stephen D. Podcast episode number 19. I'm Stephen D. And yes, my allergies have kicked in. I have a few announcements, and unfortunately, one of them is not very good. Let's get it out of the way. Programming. You know, I don't think my dad feels comfortable with me releasing programs. He has good points. I mean, he's talking about how he doesn't want people to, like, steal it, say it's their own, all that. And I can see where he's coming from, so I'm not going to argue with him over that. So, I'm sorry to say this, but S-Quad Word will not be released at this time. It will be released one of these days. Trust me, I'm not going to delete the whole project. All that work is not going to go to waste. But don't expect a soon release unless things change. And he somehow gives me permission to release it. Which I don't know if that will happen. As for Trash, I'm going to release that because it is a simple card game. There's not much with it. It's just your little average time-passing card game. So, I'll release that. But as for S-Quad Word and any other software, sorry, cannot release that at this time. And speaking of trash, it is going well. The computer, the wildcard system has pretty much been implemented. There still may be a couple loopholes in it that I need to have tested, but I will be working on that here in the near future. Of course, I have that birthday party coming up. If you've been reading my blog, you've heard about it. I'm going to East Texas tomorrow evening, coming back Saturday evening, so I will not be here for a while, thus I will not be able to work on trash. Any further announcements? I'm thinking about porting SCM to Pure Basic, because I think that there can be a better way to do it, but we'll have to see about that. So, moving on. Here is our interesting segment. Sorry about that. Anyway, for this interesting segment, I think I'm going to teach you guys how to program something simple and Pure Basic. Now, my friend Danny, he got me off the ground in Pure Basic by teaching me something simple, so I figure I will do the same thing. Today, we're going to do a Hello World app that not only will it open up a console and show Hello World, which I don't know if my screen reader will output it. Sometimes it doesn't, but it should work anyway. But it will delay a little bit and do some other cool stuff. So let me open up Pure Basic.
Start apps list search. Unknown.
Okay, it's loading up. It might take a minute because
Pure Basic loading.
I have a few projects opened.
Pure Basic
some
5.
Of them are just mess around projects, others aren't.
Else. Editor gadget left parent 20.
This is S-Quad Word. Let's
edit multi for A equals 1 to array
that's
size.
Trash.
Edit multi blank. Blank.
That's your blank document. Okay. Now, to start this off, we're going to type open console.
Speak type caret C-O-N-O-L. Open console. Blank. E. Open console. E blank. Left parent.
Let me go.
Files, L tool, L,
look at that real quick.
Pure Basic 5.21 LTS left HTML dash tilde percent left parent right parent star left slash star left parent pointer right parent.
Okay.
Pure Basic reference manual. The Pure Basic link getting star out of block quote the Pure Basic type in the keyword to find colon.
Oh.
Type in the keyword tab control dialog current tree view level 0 introduction 1 turn at the pure and require at the order and ref expl C command pure array C clip sif camera database cons explet close clear cock cons and inky and open console.
There we go. Now
Block quote result. Open console left paren left bracket title dollar right bracket right paren.
Okay, well, basically, I was right. All you gotta do is open console, and it's an optional parameter for a title, and I will include one just cause.
Open console left paren left
blank. Now, when this opens up, if you've ever used to command prompt, you will be familiar with this. But if you've ever used it, it's just, if you haven't, it's just a little window that kind of you can type stuff in. It's, yeah, and then it outputs it.
Open console left paren.
Output stuff, does stuff. It's kind of like a command line interface. So let's open the console, left paren, quote, hello world.
A-E-L-O-R-D, quote, right paren.
Now, here's really, sorry if you heard that. This is a really easy function. It's print. You type it, and it will print something. But first, we're going to delay to give my screen reader time to adjust to the new window. So we're going to delay 2,000, which is 2,000 milliseconds, or 2 seconds.
D-E-A-Y, left pair, 1, 0, 1, right pair.
Basically, you just type delay, open parenthesis, how many milliseconds you want to delay for. Like, that means how many milliseconds to wait before you do that action. Okay.
Right,
and then you type a right parenthesis to close that out. Press enter. Print.
T-R-I-N-T. Star. Left star.
Oh, sorry.
Left pair. Quote.
Hello, world.
A-E-L-O-R-D. Bang. Space.
This will show up in a dialog box in 10 seconds. And then we're gonna delay for 5,000, which is five, once again, stuttering, but 5 seconds. It's going to delay for 5 seconds, and then it will say, it will say 5 seconds, dot, dot, dot. Basically telling 5 seconds until the message pops up.
Blank, print, blank.
Now, delay.
D-E-A-Y.
Left paren. 5000, right paren. Now, print.
P-R-I-N-T, left paren, quote, S-E-O-N-D, dot, dot, seconds, blank, dot, blank, quote, right paren.
Okay, now we're going to delay 5,000 more milliseconds or 5 more seconds.
D-E-A-Y, left paren, 0, right paren.
And now, this is something you haven't seen before. Message requester. This has two parameters, so in between the parentheses, you will be typing more than just one thing. So, let's start by typing message requester, and this does not have a space.
M-E-S-S-A-G-E-R-E-Q-U-E-S-T-E-R, left
open
paren.
Parenthesis, quote,
quote,
what's up?
W-A-T-T-S-P-P, quote, com, space.
Now, that's the title. That's the title of the message requester, or the title of the alert that's going to pop up on the screen.
Quote,
quote, hello world, exclamation point.
A-E-L-O-R-L-D, bang, quote.
Right parenthesis.
Right paren.
Delay 1,000.
D-E-L-A-Y, left paren, right paren.
Okay. End.
E-F-D.
There we go. Now let's compile this.
Pure basic list creating executable pure basic 5.21L data breakpoint stash. Hello world terminal blank. Hello world. This will show up in the dialog box in 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Unavailable. What's up dialog? Hello world. Okay button.
You see? So what happened there was that all the code we just typed just produced to console that said hello world. And then and it said this will show up in a dialog box in 10 seconds. 5 seconds later, it said 5 seconds. 5 seconds later, it showed it in the dialog box. Now, if I press space, it'll wait 1 second and then close out.
Hello world terminal. Hello world. This will show up in the dialog box in 10 seconds. 5 seconds.
Okay. Yep.
Terminal in
ATM. It's gone.
Your basic file.
My screen reader just did not feel the need to whatchamacallit. Announced that the program had ended. Sometimes it doesn't. But it is back on
end.
My code.
End.
Now, I will put a commented version of this file in the website's, or in the links section for this podcast, along with the campaign we are going to do with the Swamping with Steve 3 of 5. Okay, so let's move on with the game of the day. Swamping with Steve 3 of 5. Sniping Mania.
Startup WP unknown.
Swamp. Okay, it's loading up. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention
welcome
it, but
to Swamp version.
Yesterday, just in time for my birthday, because it's March 27th, my birthday was March 26th, so yesterday, just in time for my birthday, the paid version of Swamp came out, so I will order that probably after this weekend, like Sunday. Anyway, let's go to campaigns.
Multiplayer custom campaigns. Custom. Choose your campaign. Campaign sample.txt. Sniping Mania.
Sniping Mania. Now, this Sniping Mania is different than the one you probably know from a long time ago. You see, that one, that was where you just sat there sniping zombies. But this one's a little more difficult. You only start out with 25 rounds. And you have 3 minutes to do it as usual. But you can get items. I think there's a time power-up in there. I'm not sure because I haven't played it in a while. But I know you have to go and collect more ammo when you run out. So each time you kill a zombie, though, a pack of ammo or an item will spawn up for you to collect. But you don't have to collect it until you run out of ammo. So let's go in here and play.
Sniping Mania. Sniping Mania selected. Beginning campaign.
Go.
9MR.
Ooh.
D, crouching, crouching.
Face it. Oh.
R.
Where's that zombie?
R.
Got him.
R. R. Speak type
that way you don't have to hear it saying R over and over again. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. Stop hitting me.
79.
Oh, I missed. Hey, there are already items popping up. Oh, you idiot.
Two minutes left.
There we go. Nailed it.
Ooh. One loaded and 7 total rounds of 7 points.
I'm about to have to go get more ammo. He got shot.
One minute.
Okay, better.
Axe equipped.
Wow, all of them are outside. Die, zombie. When will it put one of those things in the roof that I'm on?
NW, north.
I don't want to go out N-E, there.
East. N-E, north. N-E, east. And north. And east. S-E, south. S, west. NW, north. And west. West. 30 seconds.
Alright, let me just snipe with the ammo that I have. Which was apparently that was
axe
the
equipped.
Only bullet I had left. Okay, I guess I'm gonna
axe equipped.
Oh. Cause I am too lazy
west
to go outside.
West, south. S east.
Yes.
Any north.
Oh, that was like echo. Zombie on both sides. Time's up. Let me go see what that said.
Time's up. You ended with 23 kills. 23 out of the 25 shots you fired hit their target. Congratulations.
All right. Not bad. Go to the main menu.
Main menu. Exit the game. Goodbye. Pure Basic 5.21 LTS left Paranex 86.
Right.
HTM newscast intro light newscast intro.
Today's tech tip. That is my... Okay. Today's tech tip regards a couple websites that you may or may not have heard of. Goggle.com and youareanidiot.org. Now, let me settle these things for you guys. I have done virus tests on both of these. Everybody's been saying Goggle.com is a virus and youareanidiot.org could be a virus as well. I've heard that as well on there. But let me settle these clear and straight for you. Goggle.com is indeed a virus. When I tested this with Norton Internet Security, it found 3 threats that could potentially harm your computer. Now, I'm sure you don't want that to happen. Note, also, when going to Goggle.com, it will play some very scary music. After all, your computer is being destroyed. Anyway, youareanidiot.org, however, is a perfectly safe website. Mischievous can be mean by calling people an idiot and laughing at them, but otherwise it is safe. What I'd recommend is when hearing about these websites that may or may not be viruses, such as youareanidiot.org and goggle.com, check them out on a virus scanning website. Like Norton Internet Security or whatever. I forget the exact site I went to. But I know I searched up my website and they haven't even tested it yet. Literally said that StephenD.net has not been tested. Which I'm guessing is good because it hasn't got any virus reports. From any of you loyal readers and listeners and laughers. So, yes. And, also, know that, as proof of Goggle.com, my friend, his friend had a Braille note, which is kind of like a computer for the blind, and
newscast intro select on row
let me just tell you that that thing had to undergo 3 resets after Goggle.com was used on it, so, yeah, it's not a good idea to visit that. Anyway, I think this is about it with the tech tip of today. If you have any more suggestions for a tech tip, or even a campaign for the game of the day, heck, Swamping with Steve still has 2 more slots open for a campaign, or whatever you'd like to see me featured. I will do that. And yes, my tech tip finished before the end of the 3 minutes. I know that. But anyway, that about concludes this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. And I hope you got a lot out of this podcast. This has been me, your host, Stephen D. And I hope you have a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend. Thank you. Goodbye.